All right, time to switch gears. Let's talk about the Colorado Springs Airport. And let's go to the phone line right now. I got to get my notes out because we're going to talk about a great number of important things at the Colorado Springs Airport today. And let's go to the KRDO News line right now. And you're going to have to forgive me. That's Dana. I'm sorry. Dana, my computer went completely blank and I had everything ready to go, but I got it all back and working. So anyway, Dana Shield is with us right now. She's the public communications specialist at the Colorado Springs Airport. And there's a couple of things that's going on that's very important that people need to be aware of, especially as we go into the 4th of July weekend. And that is the parking promotion has been extended. That's excellent.
Yeah, so during the month of June, initially we wanted to welcome travelers back to their summer travel. A lot of us haven't traveled in a while. And just show that we're grateful for those who choose to fly COS. So our long-term parking was 50% off. Normally it's $7.350 during the month of June. And we decided just to continue to show our appreciation to our travelers. We're going to extend that through July 6th. So anyone that's flying for the 4th of July holiday will also get that 50% off. And we also wanted to help with the issue that a lot of airports are having nationwide, which is shortages of ride shares like Uber and Lyft and taxis. So there's definitely a shortage, and COS Airport is not immune to that. Like I said, all airports nationwide are feeling that. So wanted to extend that promotion as well, just in an effort to maybe encourage some folks to drive to avoid some of that headache.
You know, 83,000 passengers going, 82 and some change, but 83,000 passengers in plane at Colorado Springs Airport. That is excellent. And they really get it, don't they?
Absolutely. And like you said, we saw almost 83,000 passengers in plane at the airport in May of 2020. May of 2021, which is actually more than we saw in May of 2019. So we're not only exceeding our numbers from 2020, obviously those were lower due to COVID, but we're actually seeing an increase pre-COVID. So air service is definitely booming right now. There's definitely been a resurgence. We have more seats in the market than we ever have, really. So we're excited that we have these opportunities for our travelers to take advantage of and save some funds. And also just travel through their hometown airport.
And when that many people are there, you're going to need people to, help guide them around and things like that. The volunteer ambassadors, that's a pretty important position. What type of person volunteers, and are you still looking for those ambassadors out at the airport?
Absolutely. Like you said, with the increase in traffic, there's more people. We also are seeing a lot of new travelers when Southwest Airlines came aboard to the airport. So a lot of people that haven't even traveled through our airport before or are visiting our city for the first time, and they need a little bit of assistance. And we do have a volunteer program, our COS Airport Ambassadors, and we are happy to let everyone know that we are accepting ambassadors at this time. It's a volunteer position, and you only have to be 12 years of age or older. So if there's any kids that want to do some volunteer work over the summer, or parents or anybody that has free time over the weekends, anything like that, we would love to have someone positive with strong customer service skills, outgoing, just to kind of help assist our travelers, because every once in a while people do need assistance of where everything is.
Do those ambassadors just walk up to the passengers and go, "Hi, welcome to Colorado Springs. You need any help?" I mean, how do they engage in the travelers?
Sure. So the ambassadors do run our information booth, which is near our baggage claim area, but they also walk around. So they're around the TSA checkpoint. They're down by the baggage claim. They're at the info booth as well. We like to have them just engage with passengers. And we've found that as an ambassador walks around, they get approached a lot more instead of them sitting in the information booth. So we like our ambassadors to walk around and engage and talk to passengers and just help where they can.
My aunt and uncle did that for United Airlines up at DIA, and that, they enjoyed it very much. Do you look for like retired people to maybe stay engaged and keep them busy?
Absolutely. That's definitely a large percentage of our current ambassadors.
Okay.
So I think it's a great opportunity, like you said, to continue to be engaged, but we definitely, it's open to people of really all ages up to 12 years old.
Yeah.
So it's a good program for really anybody to experience and obviously there are people like your aunt and uncle that have had good experiences with it.
So. Yeah, no doubt. Excellent. Well, anything else you want to spread the word about, or do you want to wait till next month?
just another reminder of the mask mandate. Federal mandate in airports and on aircraft, you still have to wear a mask. Okay. We do have some confusion. People say if they're vaccinated, they don't have to, but federal mandate requires a mask in the airport. So just always like to remind folks of that.
Excellent. Dana Shield, thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.